The Cape Coral Fort Myers region in Florida has one of the highest foreclosure rates in the nation. Ernie Ganelli is a mortgage broker there, and we've checked in with him before. He's on the line again now. Ernie, last time I talked to you, you were in pretty dire straits. You had laid off most of your staff, and you were saying, wow, this is pretty bad. Have things improved at all?
No, it's actually worse. We had a client a couple weeks ago that closed the loan. Great credit, you know, great income, great assets, and there was 29 stipulations on that loan.
What do you mean stipulations?
Mm-hmm. Stipulations is like, you know, get me an updated bank statement, give me a new comp for the appraisal. It's a big process now because as soon as you say Florida and then Southwest Florida out that, you know, they don't really want to lend in this area. You know, it's like right when you're about to get your clear close, it's like they throw on two or three more stipulations that they want, and usually they're appraisal related, which is, you know, hard in this area because what was today is gone tomorrow as far as value.
Right, and still dropping, right?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, and the market here is so all over the place because there isn't really a full spectrum on who you could actually say a market value is. I mean, you could have the same house on the same street, you know, four or five different houses, and every single one of them selling at a different price.
So you have a situation where you have people interested in buying these properties because, you know, the prices have fallen and there aren't good deals out there, but they can't get the loans because the credit is so tight. And so then the prices drop again, and then you've got a problem with comps, right? You can't figure out how much a house is worth.
Yes and no. I mean, obviously the appraisal is always going to follow the market value. It's like a cat and mice game. You know, if the market's really hot, the appraisals are going to come in low. If the market's really, really low like it is today, the appraisals are usually coming a little bit higher because obviously things are degrading and declining.
As we said earlier, you know, your area is one of the top areas for foreclosure. So what has that done to housing prices? How much does an average home cost now and compare that to a year ago?
I'll give you a perfect example. We just put a brand new 2006 house with a pool, tile roof, beautiful, about 2,500 square foot. 2 to 3 years ago, that house was $750,000 to $800,000. We just put an offer on one for $335,000.
Wow.
There's deals out there. And then as far as like your regular houses, like your average house in Cape Coral 3 to 4 years ago was probably, let's say, $300,000, give or take. You know, that same house is anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 today.
So half price.
Yeah, easily.
Ernie, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Ernie Ganelli. He's owner of Advanced Mortgage Financial in Cape Coral, Florida.